रथ माधव यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू द संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम So actually, Sri Rama Sakha Prabhu was supposed to take this lecture. But in emergency, then he asked me to come. So I may not be able to do full justice, but I hope that all of you will accept my service. So we just celebrated a wonderful festival of Nityananda Trayodashi. How many of you were there for Nityananda Trayodashi? Show of hands. Oh, very few. But doesn't matter. Another big festival is coming up. That is Gaur Purnima. And we are somewhere in the middle of the two. So I was thinking that we should try to ponder upon some pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also ponder upon these pastimes from the perspective of history. Little bit. Because many things can be viewed from many perspectives. Srila Prabhupada, in one of the letters to His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj, he mentions that I want my followers and disciples to read my books from various perspectives. Right? Not just one. In Hindi it's called drishtikon. Right? Bahut sare drishtikon ke saath aapko ek cheez ko acche se samajhna hai. So I will tell you two pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are very famous. We have paintings of those pastimes also actually here for those who want to see. And then after that, I want to put forward a few questions to all of you. I just wish to present those questions to you. And then you should think about it. And what is the solution? Right? I may ask any of you to answer that question also. So some 3-4 questions based on both the pastimes. Right? So we have approximately 1 hour. Let's see if we can finish the whole thing off in 1 hour. So, okay. So the first pastime, most of you have heard it. Probably there are very few people who have been coming to the Hare Krishna movement or International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and they do not know the pastime of Jagai and Madai. Is there anybody who do not know about Jagai and Madai? Oh, everyone knows about him? Very nice. You don't know? Okay. Okay, so for Mataji's benefit, we will speak that pastime in short. It's very interesting actually, the way this whole pastime is described. For those of you who may be completely new to the movement, Lord Krishna, he spoke in Bhagavad Gita, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharat. It's a very famous shloka. You contact any person, probably they will know this shloka. So, because thanks to B.R. Chopra and the Mahabharat serial, it used to come as Main Samay Hoon and that whole thing. So, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glani. So, everyone knows, wherever there is a glani, that means, what is the meaning of glani? That means you sort of, if I am speaking the lecture and suddenly doze off, right? But Dharmasya Glani, right? The religion dozes off. That is the time when Krishna says, I have to come. I personally come. And Lord Krishna has been described as Triyugi in many of the scriptures. That means he is known to take his avatar in 3 ages. He takes his avatar in Satya Yuga, he takes his avatar in Treta Yuga, he takes his avatar in Dwapar Yuga. About Kali Yuga, the Vedic scriptures don't have clear-cut instructions. But in Bhagavad Puran and even Vishnu Sahasranam and some Upanishads somewhere in corner, they describe that no, there's a very wonderful incarnation of Lord Krishna who comes in Kali Yuga also. And that happens much, much, much before the Kalki avatar, which appears at the end of Kali Yuga. And this avatar is called the Channa avatar or a hidden avatar, because it is not clearly mentioned. So those of you who recite Vishnu Sahasranam regularly, it's a very good practice, by the way. For those of you who don't do, it's very nice actually. It's very good to recite Vishnu Sahasranam every day. Even for children and for anyone, it's a very good practice. So in that there is this phase, Sanyasakrut Shamashanto Nishtha Shanti Parayanam. That phase is there in one verse. And then in another place there is one mention, Suvarna Varana Hemango Varangas Chandanangati, like that. So 2 shlokas are there in, and those shlokas are not together. There is one shloka somewhere else in Vishnu Sahasranam, another shloka goes somewhere else. And this mention is there. Suvarna Varana Hemango Varanga Shandanangari. And another place the mention is Sanyasakrut Shamashanto Nishthashanti Parayanam. So when people who are analyzing this Vishnu Sahasranam, they would read it and they would try to understand what is this Sanyasakrut. You mean Vishnu's name of one of the name of Lord Vishnu is Sanyasakrut? Means one who took sannyas. And there was no mention anywhere. Vishnu taking sannyas and Suvarna Varana Hemango, Vishnu coming as a golden form. What is this? It was a mystery. These two shlokas in Vishnu Sahasranam remained a mystery until the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srimad Bhagavatam, which is one of the major verse, major scripture actually, in today's age. Those of you who know Tukaram Maharaj, one of the great saints of Maharashtra, he very wonderfully writes in one of his abhangas, he says, Gita Bhagavata Kariti Shravana Akhanda Chintana Vithobase. He says, what should a person do? Gita Bhagavata Kariti Shravana. Regularly hear Gita and Bhagavat. And Chanakya Pandit, one of the greatest scholars of the Indian subcontinent in field of politics, sociology, and you name it. And he has that mastery. And he has written that wonderful Kuta Shloka. You know what is the meaning of Kuta Shloka? Kuta Shloka means it's a verse, but the meaning of the verse is not very clear. It's confusing. So Chanakya Pandit, he writes this shloka that Prata Dyuta Prasangena Madhyanna Stri Prasangat Ratrav Chaura Prasangena Kale Gachati Dhimatam. Aisa ek shloka hai. Bahut interesting shloka hai. Uska literal, what is the literal translation of this verse? Prata Dyuta Prasangena. First of all, Kale Gachati Dhimatam. Dhimatam means people who are intelligent, Dhi Buddhi. Kehte na, intelligence Buddhi. So Dhimatam means those who are intelligent people. So how do intelligent people spend their day? He says, Prata Dyuta Prasangena. That means in the morning they discuss about gambling. Intelligent people in Kali Yuga. Actually nowadays if you go to offices, then most of the people actually keep on doing like this. Because the first news that comes in the market is where the stock market is going. So everyone is interested in gambling basically. And it's very interesting. I would request you to there's a book. It is considered as the greatest book in finance. It's called Hull, H-U-L-L. The author, name of the author is Hull. And this Hull speaks, the entire book is about futures and options. Those of you who trade in stock and may be knowing these words. The entire book is about futures and options. And he mentions that the futures and options were invented for what is called as hedging. Hedging means you have taken a position and you want to avoid the loss. So you hedge that position by investing in futures and options. But nowadays everyone is using that futures and option for speculation. It is mentioned in his book, which is basically gambling. And that happens right in the morning. First news comes, all CNBC and all the channels, they are showing stock market numbers. So people literally doing it, but Chanakya Pandit ke time pe stock market nahi tha na. So obviously he meant something else. But he is saying, Pratat Dyuta Prasangena. And Madhyanna Stri Prasangat. What should you do in afternoon? You should be remembering women. Wow. What a statement. And all of all the people, Chanakya Pandit is saying it. And what should you do in the night? Ratrav Chaura Prasangena. You should think about stealing stuff. Robbing. Ratat Chaura Prasangena Kale Gachati Dhimata. So somebody will say, kya baat kar rahe bhai? Are you, the Chanakya Pandit, you are saying like this? So it's a Kuta Shloka. So meaning is what? Prata Dyuta Prasangena. So what is the greatest Dyuta Prasanga in the history of mankind? Is the gambling match between Kaurava and Pandavas. And where is this gambling match described? It is described in Mahabharata. And what did this gambling match actually lead to? It led to the war, the fratricidal war. And right at the beginning of war, what happened? Bhagavad Gita was spoken. So he is saying that in morning you should read Bhagavad Gita. But in a Kuta Shloka, he is saying, Pratat Dyuta Prasangena and Madhyanna Stri Prasangat. In afternoon you should think about women, problems with women. So what is the greatest Stri Prasanga in the history of mankind? That is Ramayana. Right. I just have a small tippany here. Because I keep hearing it from people. People say that Mahabharat Draupadi ke karan hua aur Ramayan Sita ke karan hua. Aisa suna hai aapne? Very famous statement. It goes everywhere. Both greatest problems in the world happened because of Draupadi and Sita. That statement has to be rectified. It is not true. Right? If you are to choose two people, one of them from Mahabharat and one of them from Ramayana, because of whom this took place, then I would suggest that Mahabharat happened because of Gandhari and Ramayana happened because of Shurpanakha. If you at all want to blame any women. Because Gandhari, when she got the news that Kunti has already delivered a baby boy, and because now Kunti has delivered a baby boy in the forest, that boy has the highest chance of becoming the ruler, as becoming the absolute monarch. That time she was so envious, and she was pregnant with the first child that time. So she started beating her womb in great anxiety and anger and envy. And all those vibrations of her envy and sadness, they all entered into her womb. The womb actually broke into hundreds of pieces. And then later on, one sage basically arranged that each of that piece was given a proper birth. But the samskara of envy had already entered. And then the person who was born, the greatest child was Duryodhan, who actually became the cause of. So if you at all have to identify a woman only, then that cannot be Draupadi. It has to be Gandhari. And in Ramayana it is Shurpanakha. Because actually, when Shurpanakha came to Ravan after her nose was actually cut, so much of envy was there in her heart that she started describing the beauty of Sita to Ravan. Ravan said that, okay, forget it. I am happy here. I don't want to go into forest and again take revenge and anything. It's all happy. Then she said, no, but there is a beautiful woman along with this Ram. In the traditional Ramayana, we used to make a joke that the dialogue in the serial was, Uske saath ek sundar istri hai. Like that. Istri means, you know. But anyway, so she came and she said, there's a beautiful woman. And then he said, describe the beauty of this woman. And then Shurpanakha started describing the beauty. And when Ravan contemplated on this beautiful description given by Shurpanakha, and she had absolute selfish motives, only thing that she wanted was Ram, that's all. She was not interested in even Ravan going out and stealing Sita. But she incited that Kama Vasana in the heart of Ravan, and Ravan was forced to abduct Sita Devi. The cause of Ramayana is Shurpanakha. As such, Shurpanakhas in the form of TV channels, in the form of YouTube channels, in the form of so many things will keep coming in front of you. So you want the Ravana in your heart not to get incited, then keep Shurpanakha away. It's as simple as that. Otherwise, the Ramayana will take place. One more. Winston Churchill has said that a population which forgets its history is fated to repeat it. So remember the history. Don't let the Ravan get incited. Keep the Shurpanakha away. So I hope you're understanding what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so coming back to the point. And then Ratrav Chaura Prasangena. So what is the greatest stealing that happens in the history of mankind? Is the stealing of butter by Lord Krishna, which appears in the scripture of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Chanakya Pandit is saying that the intelligent people, in morning they study Bhagavad Gita, in afternoon they study Ramayana, and in the evening they study Srimad Bhagavatam. In that Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described. Sango Pangastra Parshadam. Krishna Varanam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam. Yagyaihi Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedhasa. Very beautiful shloka. Again, the word is Sumedhasa. People who are intelligent. People who are intelligent in Kali Yuga, what they will do? They will worship this particular incarnation of Krishna. What is this special incarnation? Krishna Varanam. He is Krishna Varanayati. He is describing about Krishna constantly. But Tvisha a Krishnam, but his body is not blackish.
Akrishnam. Body is not blackish, it's golden in color. Tvisha Akrishnam Sangha Upanga Astra Parshadam. He will not come alone. Sangha, he will come with an association. Association of what? Anga Upanga Astra Parshadam. He'll come with a weapon. He also comes with a weapon. The Kalki also comes with a weapon. This incarnation also comes with a weapon. But what is that weapon? The weapon is the holy name. That's the holy name. What is that? Yad anudhya sina yukta karma granthi nibandhanam. Chidanti kovidastasya kona kuryat kathayatim. Right? That's the shloka in Bhagavatam. What a powerful. The astra is Krishna's pastime and Krishna's holy name. It's so powerful. Karma granthi nibandhanam. It can actually cut. So this, the reason why we are describing this pastime of Jagai and Madai. Because when you talk of people, you know, I remember Gaurang Prabhu used to sit here and he used to tell people. And he used to say that I used to go to IIT and preach. And there was 2-3 boys. And then he would say, hey, please come for program. All you have to do is just come and sit and eat khichdi only. We are not expecting you to take, we don't even expect you to chant, nothing. You just come and take khichdi. But hamara kuch nahi ho sakta. Bhagwan bhi hamara kuch nahi kar sakte. Hum idhar hi rahenge. Like that. So Lord Krishna had to come and manifest a big pastime like Jagai Madai so that nobody gets a chance to speak like this ki mera kuch nahi ho sakta. Because if Jagai Madai can be delivered, then you know, what are you in front of them? Nothing. You're insignificant. Like Srila Prabhupada said, once a disciple told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am most fallen. Prabhupada said, you are most nothing. You are simply insignificant. Like that. So, you may say, I am most fallen, mera kuch nahi ho sakta, but you are simply insignificant actually. And Krishna can do a lot. So this entire pastime of Jagai Madai took place. And we will just briefly describe this pastime. And I want you to carefully hear it. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared, is incarnation of Krishna. And he wanted more and more people to chant the names of Krishna. So he took two of his most confidential associates, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu. And he told them that Haridas Nityanand, now those who study Chaitanya Charitamrita and those who have studied the scriptures, they know that when Lord Krishna appears, he doesn't come alone. He comes with Sangha Upanga Astra Parshadam. That's what you are saying, right? Many people come and they join Lord Krishna's pastime. So Lord Brahma actually, he had appeared as Haridas. And his own immediate brother, Lord Balaram, he appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. And to this Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you go to village and village, every town, every house, and request people to chant the names of Krishna. But Nityananda Prabhu is a very expert servant. So you tell an expert servant to do something, he will do, and he will do something more than that also. Right? So what did he say? He not only told people to chant the names of Krishna, he also told them to chant the names of Lord Gauranga also. One extra step. So that wonderful song is there. Kaho Gaurango, Bhaja Gaurango, Laho Gaurange Ra Naam Re. Je Jana Gauranga Bhaje, Sehoy Mora Prana Re. So he would actually go and he would request people. And then he would say, please chant the names of Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your life and soul. Just chant. I don't want anything from you. Only one bhiksha. Only one that I want is you. Please take the name of Krishna. And then those people who are pious, they used to say, I will chant. Their heart would get transformed by Nityananda Prabhu's humility. But some people were very agnostic. You know, they say, just get lost. Get out from here. You are telling me I am a respectful Brahmana. You are telling me which name to chant. Get lost. But what would Nityananda Prabhu do? He is Lord Balaram. One Brahmana, many, many years back, apparently not even disrespected him actually. It was like a ignore basically. He just ignored Lord Balaram. Right? You know the story of Romaharshan Sutta. Is there in Bhagavatam. This Romaharshan Sutta was sitting and he was speaking on Vedas and speaking on Puranas. He was actually blessed by all the scriptures that you can speak. And he was a disciple of Vyasadev. So, very special personality. And when Lord Balaram was passing from there, he did not get up from the seat. That's all he did. Just did not get up. But Balaramji could understand. He could understand the heart of this person, that why he is not getting up. Because he's actually feeling puffed up. He's feeling proud. So Balaramji took up this blade of grass. And through this blade of grass at Romaharshan Sut. Now what can a blade of grass do actually? Sometimes it doesn't even reach you actually if somebody throws at you. It may just fall some distance short. But when Balaramji does it very accurately. So he just went, and as soon as that blade of grass touched Romaharshan Sut, he immediately fell dead. Finished. On the spot. And the sages were shocked. Hey, bhai, we just blessed him to speak Puranas and now you already killed him. So Balaramji said, okay, I'll bring him back to life if you want. So they said, no. We respect your decision. There's one demon actually who's disturbing us nowadays. Just go and kill that person. And that we will manage about this person. Then Lord Balaram actually gave blessing to the child of this Romaharshan Sut, who came as Suta Goswami, who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. So Balaramji, just for insignificant, in one sense, insignificant mistake, the punishment was given. But Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur Prabhu, what would they do? They would simply roll on the ground and keep begging, and they just go away from that place. Couldn't do anything. Because the goal was not to kill people of Kali Yuga, because if the goal was to kill, then practically everyone had to be killed. So the goal was to transform. Therefore they were saying, please chant the names of. So like that they were going. And as they were going like that, they suddenly saw a very horrible scene. So they were like two drunkards. And they had huge bodies. Very hefty people. It looked as if, you know, they are like Hercules. Very strong people. And they were, you know, talking something. And there was a lot of crowd gathered around those two people. So naturally, Nityananda Prabhu noticed it. He said, what is this happening? Who are those two people? So Shiva said, oh, those two people, you know, let's not go there. So they are Jaghai and Madhai. So they were actually born in great Brahminical families. Their fathers, their grandfathers, great-grandfathers, all are high-class devotional Brahmins. But because of bad association, these people have become like this. And their condition now is such that there is no crime, there is no sin which has been left from performing by these two brothers, Jagai and Madai. He said, every day some or the other woman is getting raped. Every day some or the other house is getting burnt. Every day some person is getting robbed. His family is getting completely destroyed. And all this is happening practically every day. And they are so strong that even the government of Nawab Hussain Shah that time, the government is not able to do anything. Because they are not only strong, but they also have tantric powers. If there is some qazi or somebody who takes charge and tries to punish them, the next day his family is dead, is found dead. Dangerous people. I was listening to this class from Radhana Swami Maharaj recently. And Maharaj told a very nice thing. He spoke this in last Mayapur Yatra. He said that sometimes in our temple we do Jagai Madai drama. And most of the times it becomes a comedy scene basically. You know, Jagai, what are you doing? Where is my... And everybody is laughing, ha ha ha, oh nice, nice. You see, it was nothing like that. It was nothing like that. It was ghastly. Existence of Jagai Madai was ghastly. And Jagai Madai, because you know they had lost Brahminical ship, so the only way to earn money was to rob somebody. So as soon as the news would come that Jagai and Madai are around your house, camping somewhere around your house, then for next 2-3 days nobody would come out of the house only. So scared. Even to come out, people would not take bath in Ganges for days together because Jagai Madai is camping on the bath of, if they are camping at the bank of Ganges. That was a terror. I mean, and in scriptures it is mentioned that actually because everyone wants to take part in Lord Krishna's pastime. So even Jaya and Vijay, they took 3 births. In first birth they came as Hiranyakashipu and Ravan. Sorry, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Second birth they came as Kumbhakarna and Ravan. In third birth they came as Shishupal and Dantavakra. So they said to Lord that we want to take part in your pastime. What can we do? So he said, okay, you come as Jagai Madai. But the Jagai Madai were as powerful as all these three. So you can imagine. Hiranyakashipu, those who have heard and read about him, horrible personality. I mean, there is no terrorist in the entire creation like him. So that was the potency with Jagai Madai also. After hearing this description, what happened to Nityananda Prabhu? His heart actually melted. Now, how this can happen? It is an experience which is beyond my human capacity. Probably great souls, pure devotees have that experience. We cannot understand. It is mentioned that if you have something in the heart, then you are incited, then that's something which is more, that is your substance, that comes out. Right? So if only thing that you have in your heart is anger, then somebody makes fun of you, what will come out? Anger will come out. If only thing that in your heart is time pass, then somebody makes fun of you, only time pass will come out. Because the substance is only time pass inside. So here, Nityananda Prabhu, when he was told that such things are happening, and believe me, he is the same Lord Balaram who punished Romarsha and Sut for an insignificant offense. In front of him, all the offenses of these charitra is being read out. And what is the emotion that is in his heart? His heart actually melted with sympathy for Jagai and Madai. He was thinking that poor two souls, born Brahman families, look what has happened to them. Because only thing that was inside was love. So when that was challenged, only love came out. So that's Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu was thinking like this. And then he was thinking in his mind, he said, what if these two people, become devotees of Lord Krishna? They take to Krishna consciousness. Then nobody in IIT or MIT or Indraprastha will say that abhi hamara kuch nahi ho sakta in future. So he must be thinking like this in mind. Right? So he was thinking, they have to take, what can we do? So he told Rajasagar, let's go. Rajasagar said, come on, are you insane? Are you in your consciousness? He said, no, let's go. So Nityananda Prabhu went to them. And he said, you know, Krishna is your mother and father. Krishna is your life and soul. You have done so many sinful activities. But Krishna can forgive all that. Just chant his holy name. And Nityananda Prabhu fell at it. Now, you know, Jagai Madai, when that happened to them, they said, hey, who are you? He said, I am Avadhut. Nityananda Prabhu said, "Acha Avadhut, dekha de tereko kya Avadhut." And they just picked up something and started chasing Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu ran away. Haridas Thakur, they just ran away. Haridas Thakur, as they were running, he said, what went to this Jagai and Madai? He said, long back, I was beaten up in 22 marketplaces. That time I prayed to Lord Krishna and Krishna protected me. But now I don't think that Krishna will protect me from this Jagai and Madai. Let's run away. And Nityananda Prabhu was just laughing. He said, no, you pray. And he said, you are blaming me that I went to these personalities? Blame that Gauranga. Blame that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is telling me, he has called two of us and said, okay, go to every town and village. Where did he say that? Don't go to drunkards or don't go to such people. He said, go to every person. So he is to be blamed, not I am to be blamed. Like that they were joking and running away like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told them that whenever you come back in the evening, you have to give me a comprehensive report. So they explained that this is what happened. And he went to Jagai Madai and they did like this and everything. So the devotees were somewhere amazed, somewhere amused. especially Advaita Acharya, he passed a very nice comment. He said that this Nityananda Prabhu, he himself is a drunkard. He is drunk with the love of Godhead. So it is natural that drunkard will get attracted to other drunkards. So he is not to be blamed like that. So that jokingly he made a comment like that. But then he said, but just because Nityananda Prabhu has said this, that they have to become Krishna conscious, they will become. It's just a matter of time. Because he has said it. Because if he has decided it, then it will happen. That famous verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Narsingadev actually appeared through a pillar. So why did he appear through a pillar? Why all of a sudden? Because Lord Krishna always accepts some great brahmanas as his mother and father, like Kashyap and Diti gave birth to Vamandev, you know, or even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was born to Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. And then Vasudev and Devaki, what was their qualification of tapasya? Krishna was born to them. Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj. But this incarnation, there is no mother and father. Mother and father is a pillar. So how is it like that? Because scriptures say, because Prahlad Maharaj said that, yes, my Lord is there in the pillar. To prove Prahlad Maharaj's words true, Satyam Vidhatum Nijabhrutya Bhashitam. That is the shloka in Bhagavatam. मेरा भृत्य है माय सर्वेंट टू मेक हिज भाषिताम सत्य टू मेक हिज वर्ड्स ट्रू ही अपीयर्ड थ्रू पिलर सो बिकॉज नित्यानंद प्रभु हैज सेड नो दैट दे विल बिकम डिवोटीज दे विल बिकम डिवोटीज देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन अबाउट इट एंड नेक्स्ट डे अगेन दे वेंट आउट एंड नित्यानंद प्रभु दिस टाइम यू नो ही टुक द रेन्स इन हिज हैंड्स सो ही वॉज वॉकिंग थ्रू places of Navadvip and Hardashagur said, where are you going? He said, no, I know exactly where they are right now. I am going there only. Where Jagahimata is there. He said, no, we are not going there. He said, no, we have to go. So he went there. And that time, he again prayed like that. This time, I'm just making it very short. This time, actually this Madhai, he lost his control. So he picked up a pot of liquor. Right? And he hit the head of Nityanand Prabhu very heavily with that pot of liquor. And his actually head burst into blood. There was just blood flowing everywhere. It was a very ghastly scene. Actually, I am not able to really explain this pastime. But those of you who stand here and pray to Gaur Nithai every day, and those of you who also get a chance to sometimes dress them and decorate them, if you were to hear this statement the way Radhanath Maharaj says it, your eyes will be filled with tears. Nityanand Prabhu, his head, he actually got broken and his blood flowing all over. We can't take it. It's difficult to digest. It's very painful. So I request all of you to hear that. It's very nice. Very deep experience. So, see, literally, blood oozing out from all his body. In that time, what happened? Few of the people, they ran to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They told, this is what has happened. But Nityanand Prabhu was completely blissful. He said, please chant the names of Krishna. I am just requesting you. Madhai was singing, Are bola na ek bar samajh mein nahi aata kya? You're like, he went into that anger. And he again picked up the pot to hit. So Jagai, his brother, he said, don't hit him. Don't you understand? You just hit him, but he still loves you. He's just requesting you to chant the names of Krishna. Don't hit him. Right? So Jagai actually had his understanding. He's just an avdhut. Why you want to hit him also? So you can imagine the culture was so great that time. Somebody who is avdhut, somebody who is sannyasi, even drunkard like Jagai is respecting that avdhut platform. Just imagine the power of Indian culture. And I remember Gaurang Prabhu only, I'm just quoting him again. He told once a pastime, so he was passing from this road. The road which goes from this Bharati Vidya Bhavan to Nana Chowk. And there's this bus stop which comes in between, right? You know this bus stop in front of the Gita building. And he said, I was walking like this and there was a lady with a small child waiting at the bus stop. And the child looked at me. The child kept staring at me because, you know, saffron clothes, tilak and shikha and all that. Couldn't understand. So, mama, ye kon hai? Like, he was like, never seen something like this. So, mama, ye kon hai? So the mother said, beta, ye bhoot hai. This is the culture, this is the situation of our culture right now. Where 500 years back, Jagai Madhai is respecting the culture. Abhi ye lady ko kya bolne ka? So therefore, Nityanand Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have to go beyond their capacity. If they have to punish Jagai Madhai, toh abhi isko kya karenge? No, I mean, just try to understand. I'm sorry, I felt very hurt. Somebody, how can you make a statement? And a child, you know, when he gets the first impression, that child remembers it forever. So this is the value of your culture that you have. That a sannyasi is coming, and he's actually a genuine servant. Directly you are saying, beta, ye bhoot hai karke, like that. Very unfortunate. Unfortunate is the only word, nothing more than that. Unfortunate. That's it. So anyway, therefore thanks to Srila Prabhupada to bring that culture back to us and revive it. Through his books, in a way that we can understand, in a language that we can understand also. He did that. That is his eternal glory. One personality who did it forever. Anyway, so he said, don't hit him. Don't hit him. And Madhai, he was in his own musty, he said, I want to hit him. But in the meantime, this small set of devotees who had gone to call Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, that Nityanand Prabhu is attacked, he just came there with great anger. And Srila Prabhupada explains that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes were looking like red hot coal. And he took his one finger like this and said, Chakra! He just announced like that. And at that very moment, Sudarshan Chakra appeared in the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that very moment. So Nityananda Prabhu immediately he said, Lord, don't punish them. He said, our incarnation is not to punish people. And then he knew exactly what to say. Nityananda Prabhu. He said, but Lord, try to understand. He said, this Jagai, he actually tried to protect me. And immediately, as soon as he said this, Chaitanya Chakra disappeared. Nityananda Prabhu said, chala, 50% kaam to ho gaya apna. The chakra has disappeared now. And he became so happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you saved Nityananda Prabhu? He said, today I fill your heart with love of Krishna. Again, an experience which is beyond my capacity. I don't know what it means to get fill heart with love of Krishna. I don't have any capacity. Some of you know, please, you can understand probably better than this. At that time, this Jagai's heart was actually filled with love of Krishna. And he started manifesting what are known as ecstatic symptoms. With his hair standing on end, tears flowing from his eyes, he's chanting, Krishna, Krishna, like that. And Madai is looking at all this. He's looking at the chakra. For Madai, it was still there, by the way. For normal people and Jagai, the chakra had disappeared. But for Madai, it was still there. So he looked at the chakra and he looked at his brother, who is not going to be his company anymore now. He's already transformed. And he said, Abhi, I have to say something. Otherwise, I'm done. I'm finished. And he started falling at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, Mahaprabhu, please forgive me. Please forgive. I understand that you are now Vishnu, you are Krishna, you are all merciful personality of Godhead. Please forgive me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I am merciful. I have given my mercy to many demons in the past. I have purified Putana. I have purified Aghasur also. But to you, I will not show any mercy because you offended my devotee. I will not show any mercy to you. And then he looked at Nityananda Prabhu and he said, Nityananda Prabhu, Madai is now yours. If you forgive him, so Madai that time actually picked up, Nityananda Prabhu that time picked up Madai and he embraced him. He said, you are just like my child. A mother does not get offended when a child hits the mother. That are the words of Nityananda Prabhu. Exactly. That's why in our religious doctrine of Vaishnava culture, perhaps the only culture in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is addressed with a singular name. Like, tu bolte hai Bhagwan ko. Aap bahut rarely bola jata hai. Kyunki hamare ghar mein, this I have to speak in Hindi, sorry. I can't speak this in English language. Hamare ghar mein maa aur baap hote hai, usmein maa ko hamesha tu kehte hai, aur baap ko aap kehte hai. So because this mother, Krishna is a mother, so he is also addressed as tu. Singular addressed. Therefore, Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakham Adbhuta Shringam. We pray to Narsingadev, right? Tavakara Kama. Tava means what? Tumare. Aapke nahi. Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakham. Just imagine, is there any religion of the world where you can address the Supreme Personality of Godhead as two? Only, I know only one prayer in the entire Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya where Krishna is addressed as Aap. Where this Rupa Goswami writes, Krishna Deva Bhavan Tama Vande. Bhavan in Sanskrit means up. And Tava means you. So there's only one prayer in which Krishna Deva Bhavan Tama Vande. There's only one prayer I know where Krishna is addressed as up. In all other prayers, he addresses as two only. Just see the magnanimity of Sanatana culture. Like you can address somebody who is the father of the He's a Pita Dhata Pitama in Bhagavad Gita, if you see. He is the source of everything. But you can address him by a singular name. So Nityananda Prabhu said that, mother doesn't feel offended if a child hits. Therefore, I have already forgiven you. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his complete mercy to Nityananda Madai. And this Madai actually later on became great devotee. Jagadananda and Madhavananda, they both became great devotees. Jagaya Madai. This is story number one. I'll tell you story number two. Because on this story, I'm going to ask you a question. So this story is of So this happened in Navadvip only. So at that time in Bengal, it was ruled by, the entire city of Bengal was ruled by a king of the name Nawab Hussain Shah. Now those of you who have studied the history, you know typically in India, there were two types of the Islamic invaders who came to India. The one was the Turks, that is Mughals. So they came from Turkestan and Mongolia and they invaded. And the dynasties like the Taimurlung and Babur and Akbar and then all that continues till Aurangzeb. And then the other were the sultans. They came from Afghanistan. Right? This Nawab Hussain Shah was neither from the Mughal dynasty nor from the Turk dynasty. Did you know this? He was a unique breed actually. His dynasty is not known. The special personality created by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his pastime. So he was the mildest version of all of them basically. If at all you want to consider. The mildest version. Nawab Hussain Shah. And in one of the Vaishnava document it is mentioned. Okay, I have to speak a little more before this. So this Nawab Hussain Shah for the district of Navadvip had appointed one Qazi. Qazi means a judge in Persian language. His name was Chand Qazi. Some people say that his name was Habib ur Rahman also, another name which is given, but more popularly known as Chand Qazi. So this Chand Qazi, he had made a blanket rule that nobody can openly chant the names of Krishna. Now what happened is after this incident of Jagai Madai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so famous and the holy name of Krishna became so famous. And basically people became a little, Nityananda Prabhu aisa kar sakta hai. He has so much of daring that he can approach Jagai Madai. There are logo ke paas confidence aa gaya ekdam. You know, when somebody stands up and does some miracle, you know, people get confidence. Main bhi kuch kar sakta hun. Hum bhi kuch karenge aisa. Hum bhi Jagai Madai ke paas aisa kuch. Not Jagai Madai, but those type of people. Unke paas jayenge kuch karenge. People became very confident. So right from the time of Bakhtiar Khilji, who was ruling Bengal, and he had completely suppressed this entire process of chanting the holy names, this process had completely disappeared. All of a sudden, after this pastime of Jagai Madai, you know, everyone started chanting holy names of Krishna. Normal people started chanting. And Mahaprabhu would say that, okay, it's very simple. Just clap your names and chant. So like, sometimes we go to Kirtan, you know, and we say, Kartal hai kya aapke paas? Like I also said, like when I sat here, I said, please give me a Kartal. But actually, what is Kartal? Kara means hands. And you take a rhythm on your hand, Kartal, that is Kartal. So you don't need a instrument as well. Just on Kartal, you can chant the names of Krishna. It's so easy, so simple, so easy. So Mahaprabhu would say that you just chant, clap the names of Krishna. And the beauty of Lord Krishna's name is that, I know this very, very wonderful pastime. I have to speak this. One time Srila Prabhupada said that, how do you know that Krishna is there in his holy name? Prabhupada asked few of his disciples. And then that disciple said that, you know, because Prabhupada, you said it. Prabhupada said, I am an old man, I can say any nonsense. You will believe me. He said, okay. He said, but then because scriptures say it. Prabhupada said, there are so many scriptures. Every scripture is saying something else. You don't know. People gave different answers and Prabhupada said, he said, no, not this answer, not that answer, not this answer. And then one disciple said, Prabhupada, we know Krishna is there in holy name because we can experience it. Prabhupada said, this is the correct answer. And then the conversation went ahead. It's a nice conversation. But this is the point. Those who have chanted the names of Krishna have actually experienced it. Have experienced it. And Srimad Bhagavatam says that. What is that? There's a shloka in 6th canto where it says that, and I challenge you. I remember one of my very close friend. Two of my close friends. One of them met with a very, very severe accident in somewhere in the near the Pawai area. His bike was stuck. His bike was hit with a dumper. You know the dumper, right? And he was thrown. He was thrown and he dashed on a like the cement stuff at the end of the road. He actually dashed on it like this. Can you imagine? Must be a horrible thing. The dumper dashed him. He jumped from his bike and then there was a lady who probably helped him and then he was in great, nobody knows. When he opened his eyes, Then this lady who helped him was still there. She said, he said when he opened his eyes, he was not feeling so much of a pain. The lady told him that since you met the accident, till right now that you are opening the eyes, you are constantly chanting the names of Krishna. Just see. Even in the unconscious state, this man was constantly chanting the names of Krishna. Because of that chanting, he transcended the pain. It's a fact. You see this happening actually. And one of my other close friend, we were doing some seva in Barsana. And this person, his hand was hanging out of the window like this. And this driver suddenly took a reverse of the bus. And then there was a pole behind. So this hand was stuck between the front of the window and the pole from outside. And it actually got broke like this. His hand actually broke. Can you imagine the pain? This man was only chanting the names of Krishna. Continuously, he was taken from Barsana to Delhi airport, from Delhi airport to Mumbai, from Mumbai to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. In this entire journey, probably 8-9 hour journey, he had to bear that pain. The only thing that he had, there was no anesthesia, there was no painkiller. The only thing, he was just chanting the names of Krishna intensely. He could tolerate it. Living example in front of our eyes. So name of Krishna is very powerful. If you chant the name of Krishna, you can experience it. But you have to have faith. It's very powerful. So this confidence, and then everyone was chanting the names of Krishna. So this man, he just became so wild. One day he was passing from Navadvip and he heard a Sankirtan party. And he just went there angrily. He took the murdanga and broke that murdanga. What is this nonsense? And then he made a rule. He said, if at all I see anyone doing chanting of the names of Krishna, holy names of Krishna, what will I do? I will completely destroy that person's house. And I will force that person to accept Islam religion. Like that. He said like this. In his... Now, some of you may say, what's the matter of fear? You become, na? And then you again change back. What is the problem? They will come and say, you have to accept Islam. Okay, I accept Islam. For that, you have to go 500 years back and try to understand the social structure of India that existed at that time. The social structure of India was such that your caste and your profession was always the same. So, you know, nowadays people go through what is known as this midlife crisis. You've seen this, people? Suddenly at the age of 45, 50, they start feeling that maine kuch kiya hi nahi life mere. See, this person has done so much, this person has done so much, maine kuch kiya nahi. And they start undergoing this midlife crisis and so much. Because whole life they keep doing a profession which is not their nature. Whole life they keep doing one particular profession which is not their nature. Why? Because right from childhood he was taught, no, you have to score good marks, huh? By the way. 10th exam, you have to score good marks. That person maybe is a good potter by birth. Maybe he is a good sonar by birth. Somebody who can make wonderful jewelry. But he has to study mathematics. He has to study the formulas, complex everything. And he has to, do and score in exam. Why? Because the society wants it. And he ends up making some software somewhere on some computer. And by nature, who is he? He is some sonar, or he is some lohar, or he is some sutar. Expert in that art. But now he is sitting on computer and he will say, this is an advancement of civilization. But who told you that working as a carpenter is a low civilization? Who told you that working as a carpenter is a low profession? Who said like this? You only are saying like this. The scriptures don't say like this. On a carpenter, when I got admitted to engineering college, we also had to do carpentry, I remember the first year. And, there was this, it's called randha in our language. What is called as that instrument? That randha? It's called plan, I think. Plan or something. What is it called? Plane or something. No, randha. Randha is a different. It is used to slice off the wood plane, right? Yeah. So I remember they used to give us one small wooden like this. Or else we called it randha maro abhi iske upar. And we used to go and doing cut, and our hands start paining like anything. My God, and this hardly or 1 millimeter also would not come out of that. I mean, it was very horrible. And then we used to call, sir, please jara karke do, please come. And the sir would come, he would just, fold his sleeves, sab, 1 inch removed. I said, kya banda hai yaar? Because carpentry is in his genes. You are not meant to be a carpenter. You are forced to learn that technique because you are doing engineering, but you are meant to be something else. That guy is a born carpenter. He sits on that. So such personality, when they grow up, they don't have this guilt that maine kuch life mein kiya nahi. Because whatever they are meant for, they are able to do it in their life. This is Varnashram system. So the problem was in accepting Islam was, if I accept Islam, then what is my jat? And if what is my jat, then what is my profession? And if what is my profession, then what is my source of earning? You see, this is how the psychology was. So you may say, "Arey, itna kya bada baat hai?" But the question was, people would lose their profession. And they would understand, if I lose my profession, that is my dharma, that is my existence. I am born to be that. What if I lose that? And that's why people would get very scared. So when Chankazi made this statement that I will force you to become tax of Islam, no, we will not do like that. And one day, in the house of Srivas Thakur, actually it seems he entered. One document says like that. He entered right in the house of Srivas Thakur, this Chankazi. And as soon as he entered in the house of Srivas Thakur, he forgot what he was supposed to do. He was actually supposed to kill all the people and do something because he had proclaimed like that and destroy his house. But he, by the power of illusory energy, he forgot what he was supposed to do. And then he just took a murdanga and broke it. Because he remembered that, I can do like this. So he took a murdanga and broke that. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got this news, he became wild. He became, "Acha, he is saying like this, okay. Let's teach him a lesson." He said, "I want all the people of Nadia to come in the evening and let's do a public procession and let's see what this Chankazi can do. Just see, let's see." So it's mentioned that Mahaprabhu made groups of people, and in each group there were 4 mudanga players, 16 kartal players and 1 lead singer. Like that he made 4, 5, 6 groups. And all of a sudden, from nowhere, there were thousands and lakhs of people who joined this group from nowhere. Now, nobody knows from where they came. This happens sometimes in Jagannath Puri also, by the way. Those who have been to Jagannath Puri, on the day of Ratha Yatra, all of a sudden, there are 14 lakh, 12 lakh people. There is no infrastructure in India in terms of railway services or airline services or car services which can bring 14 lakh people in one day in one city. It is not possible. But they come. From where they come, nobody knows. And funny thing is that next day they disappear also. So if you go to next day Ratha Yatra, these people are not there. So from where they come and where they go, it's a puzzle. Maybe it's a topic of research maybe. Somebody should do some research on it. From where they come and where do they go? I remember once like this, I went to, this time we have this Adhik Mass also. This year 2020 also Adhik Mass is going to come. I remember last 2016, when Adhik Mass was there, I had gone to, on Ekadasi, I went to Govardhan Parikrama. It was the day of Ekadasi. How many of you have done Govardhan Parikrama in Vrindavan? Yeah. So you know there are people. This time I went, it was like a Viral train. It was nothing less than Viral train. Govardhan Parikrama. And I was, so many people. And then, you know, the Parikrama was completing, I was approaching Radha Kund. And all of a sudden, there was one big exit. And all of the people were going on that road. I don't know. So I asked somebody, "Why everyone is going there?" They said, "No, that road is going to Barsana." So they are going to complete Govardhan Parikrama and now going to Barsana for doing Barsana Parikrama in the night. I said, "Wow." And all of a sudden, huge people. And it was constantly there, everywhere. Not that for some distance there were people, some distance they were not there. Everyone was there. And I remember my daughter was very young. So we took one small, that cart. And we made her sleep on the cart, and we were doing Govardhan Parikrama from side of the cart. And then there were 10 parents approached me. "Can we put our child also on this?" I said, "Okay, put." But all of a sudden, I mean, this is completely, and then those 10 children along with my child, they're all going doing Govardhan Parikrama. It was an amazing experience. I don't know. And from where so many people came all of a sudden. And this time we went in Magh month, we did Govardhan Parikrama. Not a single person on the road. I just 10, 15 of us. Long, long distance, nobody there. So it's a miracle. I don't know from where all of a sudden people come. And I have heard in the Kumbh Mela gathering, there is the number goes in crores, right? It goes in crores from where they come. Amazing. It's literally amazing. I don't know how it functions. It's beyond human capacity. So then, all of a sudden, so many people joined each and every group. And there were lakhs of people. Nobody knew from where they have come. And as the Sankirtan is going on, there are some people who are chanting. Some people chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Some people chanting kill the Kazi, like that. And this is, Mahaprabhu was taking this whole procession towards the house of Chand Kazi. And Chand Kazi from long distance, he heard this Murdanga beats and everything. Dum, 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 everything. And he said, oh, something is coming to my house. I don't know what is this. So he sent some of his people to go find out what's happening. So they went. And they went there and they saw everyone chanting names of Krishna. How many are they? Let's count. And they couldn't count. Means it was practically until the horizon. Filled with people only. I said, so many people all of a sudden. I didn't know that Navadvip has so much of population. And all of a sudden, and then they just got so surprised. They ran to Chand Kazi. They said, countless people are coming to your house. And we have heard some of them are chanting the names, kill the Kazi. And this Chand Kazi, for first time in his life, got scared. He got literally scared. He hid in the house. He actually went and hid in the house. And then this whole assembly came there. This whole big entourage and everything. All those 2 lakh people, they appeared in front of Chand Kazi's bungalow. And they're all loudly chanting holy name. And the book mentions that on top of all these loud chants of holy name, there was one voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who was saying, Chand Kazi, come out of the house. Like, you know, typical. Ghar se bahar aaja. Like how they show in Bollywood movies. And there's a voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on top of everything. He said, why are you hiding inside? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am inducing all the people to chant the names of Krishna. What is your problem? He said, what is your problem? And Mahaprabhu was extremely angry. It looked as if just with his glance, he will burn the entire mansion down. So some saintly devotees, they came and said, Mahaprabhu, just cool down. Don't become so angry. we can handle the matter probably in a systematic way. So Mahaprabhu said, okay. He said, out of the crowd, Mahaprabhu selected few Brahmins. Some 6-7 Brahmins. He said, go inside and bring him out. Call him. He has been doing a lot of nonsense. So then they went inside and they called Chand Kazi out. And the first question Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Chand Kazi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't like to do beating around bush. Of course he said actually Chand Kazi, he said, you are from the same village of my Nana. He said, my Nana Nilambar Chakravarti, my mother's father, is from the same village as your village. So you are like my uncle. So you are like my Chacha Jan, he said like that. And like he said, therefore I have a right to talk to you. And you have a right to talk to me. So come sit. So they sat across. And the first question Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, he says in the scriptures, he said, when a mother who is feeding her child, her milk becomes less, then she goes to a cow and takes that milk. And the child survives because of the milk of the cow. In this way, the cow is our mother. Why are you killing her? Then he said, don't you know, the scripture says that you will be sent to a hell where you will suffer for as many years as the number of hair on the body of this cow. Don't you know this? Then Kazi became very serious. Then he said, is your Quran approving of killing of mother cow? A very powerful question. And Chand Kazi said, no. In Quran there is no such mention. There is no such mention in Quran. He said, we are also not suggesting like that. And then he started talking. And then the discussion went on. Then he said, but in your Gomedha Yajna also you sacrifice a cow. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered that question. And then I would suggest there's a book available on Chand Kazi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Samvad. It's available. You must read that book. It's a very fantastic book. Every person must read it. Very important. So these things are very important. So now it's already 2:30. We may end. But before that, I want to ask you questions on the 2 stories. Question number one. what did actually transform the heart of Jagai? Was it the compassion of Nityananda Prabhu or was it the chakra of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That is the first question. Without chakra? So Radhanath Maharaj, you hear that lecture which he spoke in Navadvip last year, Mayapur Yatra. And Maharaj says, it is the chakra of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the compassion of Nityananda Prabhu which transformed the heart of Jagai. That is required. That chakra is required. Only compassion will not do. Only compassion will do for people like Jagai. Sorry, I spoke wrong. What transformed the heart of Madhai? Sorry, my question was wrong. Sorry. Take back the question. For someone like Jagai, the compassion was sufficient. But for someone like Madhai, there had to be chakra also. Right? So we have to understand both aspects of the religion. On one side there is compassion, and on one side there is punishment. Unless both are there, it will not work. So all of you who may be thinking that only compassion, one great political leader of our country, he used to say like that, only compassion will work. There is no need of chakra. In fact, when India actually became free in 1947, this particular political leader, he proposed that let's dismantle our army. We don't need our army. The country is a country of love. We will win over the world with love. Yes, you can win people like Jagai by your love, but there are people like Madhai also. And for them, chakra is required. So another political leader said that chakra in the middle of Tiranga is Sudarshan chakra. That chakra is required there to show the people, this is our chakra. If you do masti, then this is what will happen to you. That is required. Anyway, moving away from this. So this was the first question. Think about this pastime very deeply. In case of Chand Kazi, was it the pure discussion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that transformed his heart? Or first a very fierce procession with the almost fear of death, and then the discussions transformed the heart? Is it only one or both? It is both. So it will always be like this. That was the point which I am trying to drive. And that's what makes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy very practical and not impractical. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never took only one side. In fact, people can ask questions. Okay, this is my third question actually. Okay, now if anybody can answer this question, that will be very nice. When this Jagai Madhai were there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also there, na? But it appears Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't do anything about Jagai Madhai until and unless this incident of Nityananda Prabhu took place. So nowadays sometimes, you know, people are very, these dacoit type people, and they are creating ruckus and everywhere, and people, I remember my mother, she was reading newspaper and reading about what is happening in various places in India right now, about people talking about things and making processions, and she says, Bhagwan ka incarnation aane ka time ho gaya abhi. As a natural response aisa aa gaya andar se, ke Bhagwan ka incarnation aana chahiye abhi. Time ho gaya abhi. Tab tab Bhagwan, here Bhagwan ka incarnation hai, baju mein baitha hai. But he's not doing anything. Jagai Madhai is continuing with their activities. And Chand Kazi also, in fact, this Nawab Hussain Shah came, conquered Bengal, Chand Kazi was deputed in Navadvip. He is doing all the atrocities, killing of the cows is also going on. Everything is happening. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already taken birth. He's there. But he's not doing anything. Why? This is my third question. Yeah, that's true. That is the reason why he took an action. But otherwise, why he was not doing anything? Yeah, okay. Can be taken as an answer. Yeah, Krishna wants to create a maximum impact. Correct? So, in this case, what was the guru? Okay. Yeah, correct? All answers are good. The fact that you are sitting here and so many times and hearing the nonsense from me, all of you are great souls. So I don't have a right to negate any of the answers. It's all correct. My humble opinion about this answer is Lord Krishna also sometimes wants you to do something in life. In Bhagavad Gita, how many times he has told Arjuna that you get up, uttishtha, and fight. Remember me and fight. Where does he say that I am an avatar already come, so you sit down and I will do everything? No. At certain times, Krishna wants you also to do something. So, now I know this is not from our Gaudiya Sampradaya, but I like this. So, one another great saint of Maharashtra, his name is Ramdas Swami, Samartha Ramdas Swami, known as. He has written one very nice set of lines, and I like those lines very much. And he says, सामर्थ्य आहे चळवळीचे जो जे करील तयाचे परंतु तेथे भगवंताचे अधिष्ठान पाहिजे. ब्युटिफुल लाईन्स. सामर्थ्य आहे चळवळीचे जो जे करील तयाचे परंतु तेथे भगवंताचे अधिष्ठान पाहिजे. व्हॉट अ पॉवरफुल स्टेटमेंट. इट सेज यू डू चळवळ, यू समबडी इज डुईंग समथिंग रॉंग, यू फाईट अगेन्स्ट इट. ॲज लॉंग एज कृष्णा इज विथ यू, यू डोंट हॅव टू वरी अबाउट इट. लेकिन भगवंताचे अधिष्ठान पाहिजे. दॅट इज व्हेरी इम्पॉर्टंट. अँड जस्ट सून टुडे इज व्हॉट, इट इज 16th February. इन 3 days वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग द अपिअरन्स ऑफ अनदर ग्रेट पर्सनॅलिटी. ही टूक दॅट थिंग टू हिज हार्ट. ही टूक दॅट थिंग टू हिज हार्ट. ही चोज नॉट टू जस्ट सिट क्वाइट अँड टू गेट अप अँड डू समथिंग अबाउट इट. द नेम ऑफ दॅट पर्सन वॉज शिवाजी महाराज. हिज अपिअरन्स इज 1630 most likely. Falgun Vadya Tritiya. That is just 3 days after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Means not the same year, but some other year. So that is what we have to learn. One person who takes it very seriously, who has the mercy of Krishna, but he decides that no, all this nonsense has to stop. Nowadays what has happened in our younger generation, people are right from childhood, they are watching these Iron Man and Captain America. And so they feel that, you know, Captain America will come and solve the problems. Iron Man will come and solve the problem. I remember small children, sometimes they talk, abhi yahan pe Iron Man hota na, to aisa karta tha. You have to become Iron Man. You have to become Iron Man. That's what Krishna wants. You do it. Krishna is there to help. But some nonsense is going on. You just cannot let it happen for a long time. You also have to do something. And that's what Krishna's teaching is there in Bhagavad Gita. Don't just depend that Krishna will come. He will do everything. He is there. His mercy is there. But he wants you to pick up something and do something. Start doing something. And then his mercy will be there with you. And because that Adhishthan will be there, Krishna's Adhishthan, through Prabhupada's mercy, your chalwal or your movement can actually become successful. That's all I have to say. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions? No questions. I already asked you 3 questions and you answered them. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, please be seated. So we are grateful to His Grace Prahlad Priya Prabhu for so nicely giving us the message that we should also do something, not that we should expect that Krishna will do everything. So to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's Leela is nicely explained as everything. So we are grateful to Him. Let us express our gratitude by loudly chanting 3 times, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So please be seated, and we would like to welcome all those devotees who have come for the first time to this Sunday Feast program. Jo pehli bar is karyakram mein aaye hain, to hum unka swagat karna chahte hain. To kripa karke wo apne sthan par khade ho jaye taki hum unka swagat kar sakte hain. So those who have come for the first time, please stand in your place so that we can welcome you properly. तो जो लोग पहली बार नहीं आए को कृपा करके बैठ जाए ताकि पता चले कि कौन पहली बार आए. तो हम आपके बहुत आभारी हैं कि आपने अपना कीमती समय निकालकर यहाँ इस संडे का कार्यक्रम में राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर में आए हैं. तो हम आशा करते हैं कि आप इसी तरह हर रविवार को इस कार्यक्रम में आएंगे और इस कार्यक्रम की शोभा बढ़ाएंगे. So we would like to welcome them.